AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The Volume.
Football season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code RS. This weekend, we're riding the hot hand. Seahawks plus 5.5 at the Saints. We're riding with Geno Smith and the Hawks. FanDuel has tons of betting options for each game. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. So sign up today with promo code RS for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. I'm sorry this week for everybody, all the Mitch fans. He's absent this week. I got to do it on my own, but I can get it done. Rams, Niners, the game everybody thought it would be is the game it was. The Niners defense showed up. The Rams defense really showed up. Majority of the game made some huge plays, obviously gave up some explosive passes to Deebo Samuels, an explosive run to Jeff Wilson Jr., Hefe. But overall, I think it was a great game. The big deciding factor was the turnover by Matt Stafford to Talanoa Hufanga, who's playing at an all-pro level. Like, how do they keep finding these guys? This secondary, this defense is the best in the league. League best, 3.1 yards per play. Like, that is insanity. I mean, if they can keep up this clip, this will be a historic defense. This defense is primed to be one of the best right now in NFL history. I mean, if they can keep up this clip, it seems unsustainable, but with the talent they got, Nick Bosa had 14 pressures in the game. 14, am I reading that right? 14 pressures? Like, there are teams. The Rams had 5 pressures as a team. And for all the concern about the 49ers offensive line, deservedly so, missing Trent Williams, one of the best players in the National Football League, and Brunskill came back and rotated in with the Rook. It's Jimmy G getting the ball out in 2.5 or less. Like, every time he's getting the ball out in 2.5 or less. Obviously, he has some throws he want to have back, but the one he doesn't want to have back is the one to Deebo, and Deebo did a majority of the work, but that's the way you'll take it, that the Yak boys doing it again. And you could see some similarities between the 49ers offense and the Rams offense. The difference was the pressure. The pressure. Bosa is leading the league in pressures. He had 14 in the game. He had 2 sacks. Samson had 2 sacks. The nickel Demo had a sack. Like, they're bringing pressure from, and they're able to play man-to-man in the back end. They're able to play man-to-man. That's what allows D'Amico Ryans to be as versatile and as flexible and as creative as he is with his defense and his play calling. It's cool to watch, man. The D-line's getting hot. And there is some concern for the Rams. There got to be concern. There got to be concern. It's the O-line. Sure, there's O-line. There's a turnstile in the interior O-line, the guards, the center. I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty there. That is the Achilles heel to just about every contender but the Philadelphia Eagles, is the offensive line. The difference in this game, 49ers were able to work around the offensive line, still get a win. Rams, not so much. And the concern really is Cooper Kupp had, I think, 19 targets. He caught 14 balls, 122 yards. Good game for Cooper. He's a good player. He's a really good player, triple crown winner. You can see all the talent, but they're not looking for anybody else. That's a concern. You're not looking for anybody else. Allen Robinson has 9 catches for 95 yards and a touchdown. That'd be a good game stat, but we're 4 games in, and that's his season stats. That's concerning. That's concerning. Matt Stafford had a solid, okay game, but no touchdowns, 1 interception, and 1 interception was a pick six. Without that, it's a 14-9 ball game, and who knows what happens at the end, but that's concerning. He's got 4 touchdowns on the season, 6 interceptions. You can attribute it to that elbow injury or whatever you want, but that has to change. He has to get other guys involved. I mean, are they just going to wait until Odell Beckham Jr. is ready to play and then say, hey, now we can run our full offense? Maybe. But they have bigger concerns. They have a ton of talent on that defense. You know, you got Jalen Ramsey. You got my boy Bobby Wagner. You got Aaron Donald, you know, 3-time defensive player of the year. But you are still having issues offensively. Like, the defense can't do it all themselves. They can't get all the stops. They can't have those missed tackles. I mean, you have Troy Hill got hurt earlier this season. You have injuries in the back end. So you have to be able to cover that up with pass rush. And we're not getting the same production out of Leonard Floyd as they did last year when they had Von Miller in that crazy attack that they had. I mean, that's the thing that's going to have to change. Good luck. Good luck with that. I mean, the whole NFC West is 2-2. I mean, if that's not parity, what is? But they are not all created equal. The 49ers are clearly the class of that division. But hey, everybody's in the race. The Seahawks are playing well with Geno. Geno's doing his thing. If they can find a way to tighten up that defense, I mean, this is going to be a fun ride at the end. But who watched the Kansas City-Tampa game? Great quarterback play, as expected. Not the defensive battle that, you know, I kind of expected it to be. I expected Tampa's defense to make some plays and to be disruptive, and they gave up 41 points. So, different game than I anticipated it being, but man, he keeps finding a way. Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes keep finding a way to get it done without Tyreek. Now this is one of the, you know, everybody talks about the A-Rod and Devontae breakup and how, you know, both of them are probably like, man, you know, buyer's remorse, seller's remorse. Everybody wishes we could just, you know, get in a time machine and go back like old times and do our thing. But this situation with Tyreek and Pat Mahomes, and it seems like win-win for both sides. Tyreek Hill is leading the league in receiving yards, 477, and Pat Mahomes is passing and divvying it out to everybody available. They're spreading the ball around. They seem to be tougher to stop without Tyreek because there's nobody to focus on. And Pat Mahomes does not seem like he has a care in the world who he gives the ball to or who scores. You know, early in the season, I mean, Justin Watson got one. Juju gets it. McCole gets it. Obviously, Travis Kelce is going to get it. He's giving it to the backs. Jerick McKinnon and Edwards-Helaire. Like, everybody seems to get involved. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. He and Andy Reid, I mean, Andy Reid deserves a ton of credit. Bieniemy deserves a ton of credit because no matter what happens, no matter what changes, no matter – and their offensive line, my goodness, their offensive line, it has been a question mark. And there was so much talk from Tampa Bay. I mean, from Shaq. Shaq was like, hey, you know, they O-line got some changes, but they still can't deal with us. They were able to deal with them. There was a play on the goal line where I mean, I've never seen Vita get moved when he don't want to get moved. And they double-teamed him and pushed him out of the end zone. I mean, not out of the end zone, but pushed him past the goal line. Easy run. It's different. It's different. And you gotta understand that that offensive line playing like that, that makes this team even tougher to deal with. You see the issues they had replacing Tyreek. Like, it took a second for them to figure it out and to jail, but they were able to figure it out. And their defense is playing good enough football to win ball games. And that's all you need. That's all you need from a contender, is you need to play good enough football to get it done. But this week, the game I got to go to in Denver, Colorado. Both horses, you know, the Colts and the Broncos, that's going to be a game I'm interested to see, because Matt Ryan has had such an up and down season. I'm sure there's a lot of disappointment in Indianapolis. They were able to somehow beat the Chiefs, but they've been so up and down, like you don't know what you're going to get. They've been one play away this week. They get blown out this week. They're moving the football. They're efficient. Matt Ryan has always had success against the AFC West for some reason. We'll see if that continues. His weapons are there. They've been kind of beat up. They can't afford injuries. They got to find a way. I mean, they need to find a way. They need to find a way to get this win. And on the other side, Denver needs to find a way to get this win. If Jonathan Taylor isn't healthy, I mean, you pretty much wrap this one up. And Denver, the same way. Javonte Williams, that's a huge injury. That's a huge injury. Their offense goes as Javonte Williams goes, and they have so far, because the running game has been established each and every week. And when the passing game isn't going, he's able to churn those yards out and keep drives alive. And without him, it's going to change the dynamic. I mean, you see Melvin Gordon. He's 3-4 fumbles on a year already, and they're going to have to turn to him. You see, they just picked up Latavius Murray. That's going to be, a little bit of rust there if they're going to have to put him into the lineup. I mean, you're going to have to go with guys who weren't expected to play as much as they're going to play this week. And so it will be a great bounce-back game for the Colts if they could get it done, but it is not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. Russell Wilson is trying to figure it out. They're still trying to find their rhythm. Him and Nathaniel Hackett need to figure each other out. They're still filling each other out. The offensive line is still filling each other out. But the receivers are executing beautifully. I mean, they seem to have a rhythm with him when he gets out of the pocket. You have to understand, Russ was in this system with Shane Waldron. He was in this system. He was in this West Coast drop back, play action, hit the drift, play action, play the game within the game, and he's been in it, but it's not his forte. And I don't think Denver was expecting to have him. I think they were expecting, when they got Hackett, to try to get A-Rod. And when they didn't get A-Rod, they got Russ, but they haven't changed for the player. They haven't created a scheme that adapted to the player. They trying to make the player adapt to the scheme. And when you've been playing as long as he has, it's tough to adapt to the scheme. So they need to do more of adapt to the player than force the player to adapt to the scheme. Because you can see in spurts, when he goes back to the Russell Wilson of old, where he's moving around, he's scrambling, he's in and out of the pocket, he's making things happen, they get down the field pretty quickly. They got down the field when they needed against the Niners. They started to move the ball last week against the Raiders when he started to do that. But then he goes back to sitting in the pocket and trying to maneuver from the pocket, and that's when things kind of fall apart. And I think they have to find a way to marry those two. You have to let him be who he's been and find a way to create your concepts around that. If you don't, then you paid him all this money to be somebody else, and that's weird. That's weird in itself. But their defense, Patrick Surtain Jr. II, he's playing some good football. Patrick Surtain is one of the bright spots on this defense, and bright spots in the league. And you can just see week in, week out, he's following the best receiver, and he's quietly doing it. You don't hear anything about him. You don't hear a lot of noise. Dealing with Davante Adams is not an easy task by any stretch of the imagination. Like, don't get it confused. Dealing with Davante Adams is an issue. And he's playing him in press. He's playing him in off. And, of course, Davante is going to get some wins. He's going to get his wins. He's going to get his yardage. That's why he's been the best receiver in football. But what Patrick Surtain has been able to do through the first 4 weeks of the season, I mean, it's teach tape. I mean, it's what you teach the kids in high school, college, there's going to be coaches coaching from his game tape. Like, hey, this is how you pedal. This is how you read the five step. This is how you read the three step. This is how you stay square in the red zone. This is how you stay square through the receiver's depth going past you in the end zone. Like the play broke up, the kite route against Devontae. Man, that's hard to do. The comeback where he was zone turned, eyes on the quarterback, turned back to the man, still got his feet breaking downhill. Like, it seems like, oh my God, everybody should be able to do that. It's a reason everybody's not able to do that, because that's special. That kid is special. I can't wait to see him play this week live. Catch us on Amazon Prime. Download the app. TNF Tonight starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. The game starts at 8:15 Eastern. I'll be there. Be there or be square. This week, of course, though, got a special guest. Got a special guest. Mr. Ghost Rush himself, Von Miller. Man, one of my favorite guys to interview. He's a class of 2011 draft class into the National Football League. I mean, I think we have like, we got to have like two or three guys that are still leading statistical categories since they entered the league. I think Von's leading in sacks. I'm still the active leader in interceptions. I think Julio may be the yardage leader since he entered. It's just, I mean, if there's not at least six or seven gold jackets in that class, I don't know. I don't know how to count, because there are some elite play in there. I mean, J.J. Watt got three defensive player of the years. Cam got an MVP. A.J. Green got all the yardage in the world. Pat P got the Pro Bowls and all pros. You forget about Tyron Smith. Like, Jason Kelsey was like a fifth round pick in that draft class. Chris Harris Jr. was undrafted. Randall Cobb was in the second round. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, DeMarco Murray. I can go on and on and on and on. Justin Houston got 100 sacks. And what are we talking about? Robert Quinn? Good night. But I'm excited to have him on. I can't wait to interview him. I got a lot of questions to ask. He left the Rams, and now Buffalo's looking like, well, Buffalo was looking good last year. Now they're looking even better with Von. So I can't wait to interview him. Coming up soon.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, we got my boy Von Miller, two-time Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl MVP, you know, all the stuff y'all know, you know, seven-time All-Pro, eight-time Pro Bowler, most sacks since, hey, I keep telling people about our class, bro. We got at least like three or four active leaders right now in stats in a category. I think Julio's still active leader in receiving yards since he got in the league. You active in sacks. I'm still active leader in until I officially retire in picks. You know, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. You know, after a win, you know, after a big time, you know, comeback win like that, it's hard not to feel well, man. And you know, we got a great team, great environment here in Buffalo, man. And you know, when you get up to year 12, you know, when you get up there in years, you know, it's just all about winning and playing well, man. And you know, we're doing a little bit of both.
bro, you're a huge part of that, first off. Second off and third off, because you can see the pass rush in LA is changed for sorts. You know, it ain't the same. Them boys is still rushing hard. It just ain't, the results ain't there. They was missing you yesterday. Without Trent, I thought it was going to be sack fest. And somehow them boys is not getting home.
You know, a little piece of that is really Jimmy G, man. And I watched some of the game. And he was making some quick, you know, decisive throws. And when you got a guy like Debo who can take that 5-yard in route and go 51 yards with it, like, you know, that definitely helps out, you know, defending some of that pass rush for sure.
How crazy is y'all team, though, man? Like, y'all got so much talent. Obviously, y'all the front runners in everybody's mind. Y'all got the most talent. But y'all was in a dogfight the other day. And y'all, you know what I mean? Those are championship games. That's what makes championship teams. Like, how tough was it dealing with Lamar throughout that game?
Lamar is tough, man. I think I had him 2 or 3 times, and you know he got out a couple of sacks of mine, and you know it's Lamar Jackson. You know he's the MVP. But one thing about our team, though, especially when I got here, we always had a great team. You know, I've been a fan of, you know, the Buffalo Bills for a long time. They've always had a, you know, a talented team. One of the biggest things that I wanted to really dive into was the mindset. And in that game, I feel like our mindset really showed. Even though we're down by 17, we never really felt like the game was over. We always felt like we had a chance to come back and win this game. And, you know, some of the Super Bowl teams and some of the great teams that I've been on, they've always had that type of mentality. And it was good to go out there. And we were in a tough game before. So it felt good to come out on top and actually, you know, win this one for sure.
Bro, that's the part of your game that I don't think is spoken about enough, not even just with your teammates, but I mean, you had a pass rush summit, so you helping dudes around the league improve their game in ways that, you know, they may never get those points. They never, because it's coaches coach, but getting it from a player who's done it at such a high level, who's so, you know, detailed in the way he approaches his rushes. Speak about that. You know what I mean? Speak about the things you do off the field to try to help your teammates and help other dudes around the league.
Yeah, I mean, I started the pass rush summit to really, it all started with Vic Beasley and myself. I had a position coach who was in Denver, and he left. He went to Atlanta, and he was saying, like, hey, man, I want you to work with Vic Beasley. Like, I didn't get to do it in 2015 because we ended up going to the Super Bowl, and I didn't get to do it in 2016 because that whole offseason was crazy. But in 2017, you know, I was going to get ready to train with Vic Beasley and kind of go over film and work out and stuff. And he told the Atlanta media, and they really created it. It was like Von Miller's having a pass or something. This is what it looked like. And I'm like, bro, I might as well just go with this. Like, I might as well just go with this and invite all the big-time guys. You know, I call up J.J. Watt, Justin Houston, Robert Quinn, Khalil Mack, Calais Campbell. You know, I hit up everybody. And we did this. I came out of my own pocket. You know, the very first pass or something, so I got all the plane tickets and the hotel rooms and the food. And I really came out of my own pocket to really lift it to really lift it off the ground and to get it going. And I think we had about 22 guys come, and we just really started chipping away at it. And honestly, I wanted to create like a Pro Bowl vibe. You know, at the Pro Bowl is where you can really get to chill with guys and talk ball and do this and do that and really spend time with guys. But it's a lot of guys that, especially pass rushers, that never get to experience that and be in that environment. So I really wanted to create like a Pro Bowl for pass rushers. And we get all these greats there and we talk football. And I think we really get the most mileage out of the film session. Because sometimes I think I know what you're doing, but it's not until you get up there in front of everybody and you explain exactly what you're doing to me. And just because you explain it to me doesn't mean I'm gonna be able to do it. That's another element of it that I feel comfortable in. Just because I'm an open book and I tell you exactly what I'm doing, it doesn't really mean that you can do it. But one thing that we can all take from each other at the Pass for Summit is mindset, our approach to the game, you know, situational football. If we can get 1 or 2 things out of the Pass for Summit, if I can get 1 or 2 things from the young guys, if the young guys can get 1 or 2 things from me, then, you know, mission accomplished.
That's another thing I want to talk about, because people think, you know, you've done everything. We just talked about your resume, and people think you can't learn no more. People think you can't grow anymore. They think you can't get better. Like, how has the pass rush summit helped you as a player?
Man, that's just one of the things. And I honestly got it from Drake and being around like him and being like, you know, seeing him on tour and stuff, being around like some of the young rappers and the other rappers that's like popping it off. Like, just because like you're a superstar doesn't mean like it's you got to continually like learn. You got to continually like be around other great artists to really improve yourself. And I just took like that model and I put it in a football world. Like I want to be around like the young sack artist that's popping it off. I want to be around the other stars that's popping it off so I can continue to mold my game. And I've always been a firm believer of iron sharpens iron. You know, we got a lot of great pass rushers. If I can put myself around other great pass rushers, we can all kind of mold each other and get better for sure.
How much did it mean to you for dudes to show up? Because I'm not going to lie, we tried to do something like this for DBs. DBs a little different. They, you know what I mean? There's a lot of ego involved. You call everybody, invite everybody, get all the tickets, get all the hotels. Dude's like, oh, my bad. I can't make it. It ended up being like four of us. Man, so,
you know, football is just so crazy because it's so much pride involved. Like, it's so much, this guy's the number one dude and this guy's number seven and... You know, it's hard to, you know, really take your pride out of it. But I'm a firm believer in my talent. You know, I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. And I'm at a point now where I just want to give back to the game that has given so much to me. And sure, I have guys that you invite. They say they're coming or they're not coming. But we have a constant flow of new guys, high school guys, young guys. I've created so many great relationships with my colleagues around the league. From Justin Houston to J.J. Watt to all of these pass rushers. And it's not just a work type environment. Like, I genuinely care about my colleagues. Like, I know about the kids. I know when they were drafted. I know their stats. Like, it's a genuine, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with you, my boy. Like, it's a genuine, like, love for my colleagues around, like, the league. And I think when it's genuine, they can kind of feel that. And, you know, sometimes guys can't make it, sometimes guys can, but, you know, whenever we can create the environment that we've been able to do for the last 7 years, man, it just works. And it's like a kid, it's just grown into its own person, man, and it has its own legs. And guys look forward to the pass rush summit. You got high school guys coming, you got college guys coming, you got young guys coming, and we sprinkle in some stars every now and then. So it has a mind of its own at this point.
It seemed like something that's going to outlive you. You know, I'll live your career. And that's beautiful because you always hear about like the Elite 11. When you're young, you got like the Elite 11 quarterback camp and all the quarterbacks going and all, you know. But now this is something that's kind of growing into that for league guys, for high school guys. I mean, that's crazy, man. Yeah. You got to be proud of it.
You know, and of course, I've been around like a lot of great guys as well. You know, I played with Peyton Manning and Tim Tebow and Brian Dawkins and DeMarcus Ware and, you know, I saw the way that Peyton Manning had ran like the Peyton Manning Pass Academy. And of course, I'm not Peyton Manning. I can never, you know, have that type of impact that he had. But, you know, I can model it the same way. And you get guys to come out like DeMarcus Ware and Bruce Smith. And I feel like that's where you get a lot of models, too. You want to get the stars. You want to get the guys that have really laid the foundation for pass rush. So we constantly have DeMarcus there, Bruce Smith, Warren Sapp. We have the vets come back to really give us their point of view on pass rushing. You know, it's a lot of things that really keep this thing going, man. And I'm just blessed and appreciative to have it be in the position that it's in.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm proud of you. From a distance, man, it's always seemed really cool. And I've seen it grow, man. And dudes rave about it. Every time you hear about it, every time you talk to a dude about it, man, they're so thankful and grateful that you put it on and you let these dudes, like, get into your mind. And I mean, it's helped dudes. Like, you can literally see dudes on the field. Like trying to do your stuff. It ain't always, you know.
Yeah, 100%, man. It's just all love. And honestly, at the core of it, it's really just a place where we just hang out and talk football, man. In Vegas, you know, we're on the football field. We're not doing anything strenuous. We're not like, we're doing 75% like walk and talk. And we have all these coaches out there. And then after, like, it's Vegas, man. Like, you know, we can hang out, go here, go there. It's really just a big hangout time where we can really sharpen the knife with like-minded pass rushers for sure.
I might come out there and give y'all corners aspect of it. You know what I mean?
Rushing coverage go together, man. You know that, man.
Come on now. Come on. I got two sacks. Like, let me. What you at now? 118? 119?
Hold on, man.
Who count? But boy, y'all boys primed right now. Y'all rolling. It got to be crazy to see Josh Allen up close. I mean, you didn't see him from afar, but like some of the stuff that boy able to do, like every great quarterback right now is different. You know, Lamar do it different than Mahomes. Mahomes do it different than Josh. Josh do it different than Joe. But that boy Josh Allen be like, however I need to do it, that's how I'm doing it.
Yeah, and it's as a defensive player, it's refreshing one thing that I was shocked about, because I'm a fan of football and I know a little bit about, you know, all of my colleagues around the league. When I got here, like, Josh, he doesn't take anything serious. He's kind of like, he's the Will Ferrell of quarterbacks. Like, it doesn't really matter how big the situation is or how small it is. Like, Josh is going to be Josh, and he's going to have this lighthearted jokester mentality about everything. Like, and it's refreshing, man. It's refreshing to see our offensive coordinator, like, slam the headset on the table. Like, you want guys to care. Like, you want guys to feel the same way you feel about losses. And, you know, having Josh, man, bro, he's the Will Ferrell of quarterbacks. Like, bro, he wants to go fast. Like, he is, bro, he can make any throw on the field. And I think guys really, like, rally behind that. And Coach McDermott, you know, he's a tough defensive-minded, you know, head coach. And I don't know like how he was before I got here, but I can assume that he was a little bit like tougher on all the guys. And Josh just right. has this way of like loosening everybody up, man. He has this right. lighthearted, like Will Ferrell, like, you know, vibe about him, man. And it really trickles down on everybody, man. Our staff at the Buffalo Bills, from the cafeteria ladies to the janitors to the athletic trainers, you know, everybody just kind of, you know, falls behind Josh, and they all have this lighthearted mentality around him, man. It's really enjoyable to go to work each and every day and prepare with those guys.
I mean, it looks like y'all having a lot of fun out there, man. And that's what it's about. You know, sometimes you need some talent. You need to change your ways. And it's cool that McDermott was able to do
man.
That.
It's cool to see. And it's cool to witness, man. Like, and Coach McDermott, he's just about me being around him for a short period of time, man. He's always open for, you know, and I've been around coaches that it's this way. And this is the way like Coach McDermott, he's so easy to evolve, and all he really cares about is winning and putting his players in situations where they can be successful. And as well as the coaches too, he wants to put his coaches in situations to be successful, man. And it's refreshing to be around Coach McDermott, Coach Washington, Coach Frazier, you know, Josh Allen, our defense, man. We got a great vibe here, man, and we just gotta keep stringing it together, man, and hopefully we can do some great things here.
Y'all going to do some great things. I mean, y'all doing great things. And I think Josh Allen is primed. I think he's going to have some accolades before it's all said and done. I think they still got him on MVP watch this year for the stuff he's doing. But I got a question for you. Like, where Odell at? When he coming? Because it looked like he going to come, but then it looked like he flirting with everybody right now.
I saw the other day, like, Odell, he was at the Giants facility, right? Like, you know, it's cool. Like, you know, that's what, at this point in your career, man, like, you want to go back to, you know, New York. You want to have those ties with the Giants. Like, that's where it all started for him. Like, that's right. always going to be family. Like, when you're in this position that Odell is in, you done won a Super Bowl. Like, you done made all the money that you get. That, of course, you always want to make some more money. But, you know, he's good where he's at. He wants to make some more. But I feel like at this moment in time, man, he just wants to really soak in all the love. You know, Odell and like receivers like that, you know, you want to feel loved, man. Like, you don't want to feel used up. Come over here, do this for me. Come over here and do that. Like, sometimes you just want to step back and really just embrace the love. And me knowing Odell all this time, man, that's what I feel like it is. And I feel like when he gets to a point where he feels ready to go, you know, he'll sign with a team in November, December. He'll, you know, train that whole December with the team, getting ready with the playbook. And then playoffs, he'll just let it loose. All he needs is about 2-3, you know, 4 games to really show people that he's still Odell. This offseason, he's going to sign a $20, $25 million, maybe even $30 million a year contract, you know, with some team. Yeah. But, you know, me knowing him, and I'm sure, like, I can always be wrong, but, you know, I feel like that's what he's doing. He's going to take in all the love. He's all about energy. He's all about positive vibes. He wants to stay in this great place with his energy and stuff. November comes around, sign with a team. Train that whole December with a team, getting ready to go. Maybe play the last game of the season, take it to the last game of the season, ride into the playoffs, kill it like he did with the Rams, and then, you know, sign with another team and, you know, keep it going.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
That would be cool. It'd be really cool for him to go back to New York. Yeah. I mean, the Giants kind of pulling some stuff together right now. They 3-1, finding a way to win ball games.
Well, let's be real, man. He's coming to the Bills. He's coming to the Bills. Like, it's already said and done. Like, he's coming to the Bills. We down a couple of receivers, man. You got Josh Allen. You got Diggs. Like, just think about him and Diggs on the same team. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it. Well, I can think about it now. I ain't got a couple. Hey, it's stress for somebody else.
And we got Gabe Davis. We got Isaiah McKenzie. Like, we got some young guys that come in here and do their thing, too. You know, Dawson Knox. There's been some trade talk about, you know, Saquon. And, you know,
Come on now.
Our offensive line is one of the best offensive lines in the league. Like, defense is doing what we do, man. Like, come on. I think, you know, that's just how I like to think. And I'm optimistic. Like, when it's said and done, you know, we know where Odell going to be at, man.
Okay, I'm holding you to that. Hey, but talk about Jordan and Micah, man. I know Micah done for the year, but man, but them dudes never get enough love.
Yeah,
like
don't.
Jordan got 4 books on the year, and people acting like he just regular. Like, that ain't regular.
I don't understand what it is. Like, you know, I play golf. That's my golf buddy Jordan Poirier. Like, that's my golf buddy. Whenever I get ready to play golf, and whenever he gets ready to play golf, like, that's my guy. No matter where we at, that's my guy, right? And you can kind of. You get to know people on the golf course. And I, you know, when I'm watching Jordan on the golf course, any shot, like, he's so locked in, whether it's a putt, whether it's a chip, whether it's off the fairway with one of the woods or driver, like, these high-pressure situations, like, Jordan, he always comes through. And this is before, like, the peaks. This was before the season even started. Like, this was during OTAs and all this stuff. And he's only been playing golf for 2 years. So to see him lock in, and then he transfers that same energy over into the football field. Like, man, it's crazy. And you got to think, like, he's been an All-Pro for the last couple of years. He's, if not the best strong safety in the league, like, he's number two. And if he's not number two, he's number three. And honestly, we all know how this stuff goes. The 1, 2, 3, it rotates by each and every game. He's one of the elites. Micah's one of the elites. And I really don't understand why they don't get the love that they should, man. He's doing it in big-time games. You know, he did it on Monday Night Football. He did it on Sunday Night Football. It was a Thursday night game, but it was a Sunday Night Football broadcast. Started the season off. He went crazy then. He had 2 books versus Lamar Jackson in a playoff-type environment. Like, I'm not sure, man, but, you know, you can't really hide talent, man. And as long as they keep doing the things that they're doing, man, he's going to get all the love and respect that he deserves.
It's gonna need to be that ring. The ring gonna do it for him. I think the ring gonna put everybody over the top, and you will be the first person to win a ring with 3 different teams. I know it ain't never on your mind. It ain't never, but you're a genius dude. So I know it's somewhere in the back of your mind. It's there. But 6 years, you gonna go 6?
Man, I'm gonna take whatever God gives me, man. And it was nice, as you know, like, bro, it's been nice before games. It's been nice before practice. High school, college, it's been nice where I sat on my knees and I prayed, like, God, please, like, let me do this. Like, let me get better. Let me get faster. Let me get stronger. Let me go out here and have a great game. Let me perform to the best of my ability. Please protect me from, you know, all hurt, harm, or danger. Let me get a new contract. Let me go out here and let me be the player that I know I can be to my teammates. Let me be a light. These are prayers that I said and I got down on my knees and I prayed and I begged. Like, I'm not about to just give it up. I'm not about to give up, you know, the gift that he gave me. You know, I'm going to play as long as he wants me to. And I'm sure he'll send the message loud and clear, you know, to me whenever it's time. But, you know, I pray for this. This is all I ever wanted to do in my whole entire life. You know, this is when I was young and I remember one of my earliest memories of football. Like, I heard my daddy screaming in the bedroom, and I run in there, and I'm thinking like something's wrong. And I look up at the TV, and it's a star on the TV. He's watching the Dallas Cowboys game, and I'm looking back and forth, and I'm like, man, like I want to do something to make my dad scream like that. Like that's where my love with football started. And then you get to this point, like you're 12 years in, and you know they start talking about retirement. How long you want to do? Like, man, in my mind, I want to play forever. Like, I know that's not realistic, but that's what I go into. Like, this is what I want to do forever. It's been nights where I begged and I pleaded with God. He knows, like, you know, how much I put into this game, how much I wanted this game, and how much I wanted it to work. So I'm not about to just give away his gift that he gave to me. I'm gonna go as long as I possibly can. And you know, I got kids now. I got, you know, a 13-month-old son, and you know, I want him to be able to have like some type of, to be able to remember that, whether that's 3, 4 or whatever that may be, but that's all in God's hands.
No question. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. I mean, I had my son at an age where I was like, man, he gotta see me play. Like, it can't just be videos. It can't just be internet. It can't just be YouTube. You gotta see me live. So, yeah.
I wanted to come in the locker room and see Uncle Josh and, you know, see Uncle Diggs and be around, you know, all of these guys and see, you know, Greg Rousseau and be around Micah. And I want him to have those memories, like, physically, not just pictures and stuff.
Right, right. I wanted to get my son to a Super Bowl. Yeah. I wanted him to, like, watch me play at a Super Bowl. And of course, we took an L in that. but goddamn, of course. But he got to see me playing one. And that was a goal of mine, man. It's a difference back in them kids, boy.
100%, man. And once you know, everybody always talk about when you start having this, it's going to change this and that. You can't really put it into perspective until you have one. It's physically, he's here, he's looking at you, like he's dependent on you. And it's really no love like it, man. And I've been around a lot of great teammates, and I've seen them bring their sons and their daughters into the locker rooms, man. And you know, I always wanted that. I always wanted to be in that position, man. And I thank God that it's here for sure.
It's beautiful, man. And any plans for the Halloween party this year? Am I getting an invite? whatever. We in October, so I thought
I think it's, you know what, Rich, man, me being 33 years old, man, I think it's safe to say that the Halloween party days are over, man. I'm in Buffalo. I think it's safe to say, like, you know, we talk about a lot of stuff, but I think it's safe to say, man, you know, my Halloween party days are over, man. I asked the guys here, did they do a Halloween party? They said they did. So, you know, maybe I'll be on the creative, you know, director department of, you know, but for me actually hosting and throwing a Halloween party, I think it's over, man, for sure.
Hey, that's all right. You had a great run.
I did.
You had a great run, boy. Legendary. Legendary. All right, last question before I let you go. We're doing a redraft of our 2011. Should be at least six or seven gold jackets in that class. And you and JJ headlining it.
To do the redraft, you know, I'm going to leave myself out of it. You know, I'm going to leave myself out of it, right?
That's fair.
And I think, you know, number one guy that I would draft, right? Number one, going to the Carolina Panthers. I had to say JJ Watt.
Okay.
Like, I'm a fan of JJ. I like JJ. I like JJ, what he's done, 3 defensive players. Player of the years. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when he was going through that time period where he was, like, dominating, you know, we talk about Micah and Aaron Donald, and, you know, it's easy to just fast forward through somebody's, you know, peak like that. But, man, JJ killed it, man. And I was chasing JJ that whole time, so I know, like, how incredible that was. Like,
right, he was JJ, getting 20 a year.
Bro, JJ was going crazy. And then, you know, the off-the-field stuff. Like, I was watching the Ian's, the Hurricane stuff today, and I was talking to one of my buddies, and I was like, man, do you remember J.J. Watt raised $60 million for, you know, the Hurricane efforts in Houston? I'm sure we got a lot of great guys, and to win, you know, Walter Payton Man of the Year is the most prestigious award that you can get in all of sports. Like, and he did that, but I just wanted to touch back on it. Like, what he did for, like, the city of Houston and, like, to raise $60 million cash, like, that's incredible. And I know that has nothing to do with what he's done on the football field, but he's been great on and off the football field. So I had to go with JJ, number one. You'll be number two, Richard Sherman.
I appreciate that. You know what I mean?
Got you number two.
Come on now. I'm going to Denver.
Got you number two.
I'm going to Denver.
Going to Denver, you know, man. Because at the time, you know, they were looking at Patrick. They were looking at Patrick P. They was looking at Marcel Darius. You know, all of those guys. You know, they were looking at, you know, me and my, you know, so – With the people, what they know now, like, I would pick Richard Sherman number two.
I appreciate that. Means a lot.
Number three to the Buffalo Bills. I had to have myself going to the Buffalo Bills. Like, I know I wasn't gonna put, I was gonna put myself in there, but the Buffalo Bills, like, I love this place. It almost happened in. I was a pick away then. Yep. You know, I had myself going to the Buffalo Bills. I think the AJ Green and the Patrick Peterson picks, they were right on point.
Right.
You know, of course I can make a case for Julio going number one. I can make a case for Patrick Peterson going number one, but for the sake of this conversation, you know, I'm gonna keep those guys right where they're at. So I think I'm at six. Mm-hmm. I think I'm at pick six now.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Tyron Smith, man. Like Tyron Smith, he's been incredible. I can make a case for him going number one as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like Justin Houston. You know, I know he's the second. I know he was a second rounder in the draft, but I could easily put him into this conversation too. So I have him going at seven.
Bro, what happened to Alden, bro? He could have been one. Like
he could have been one. 100%. Like, you know, life just happens, but
right.
it was a time and place where Alden Smith and JJ Watt were just so far out of reach. Like, and I'm trying my best to like keep up with these guys. So I have Alden Smith going number eight. And I know I'm leaving some guys off, but for the sake of this conversation, man, you know, I just, you know, I would say, man, I know some guys are going to be mad at me, man.
No, I'll give you Cam Jordan. I'll give you guys.
Thank you. Cam Jordan, please. Like, I could easily put Cam Jordan in top five, too. Cam Jordan, that would be nine. And then, number 10.
I'm going to just put names out there so you don't feel bad. Jason Kelce is a player. Cam Hayward's still a player.
Oh, yes, please. And I'll put both of those guys, you know, 9, 10, and 11. But just to bring all our group back together, like that 2011 draft class, whether it's Cam Newton, whether it's Mark Ingram, you know, that whole class, like we're still doing things at a high level. You know, they talk about the greatest draft class. This is – it always had to be an argument for it. Like you got Patrick Peterson, yourself, you know, me, J.J. Watt, Cam Newton. Like you have all of these guys like that came in and really changed the game, you know, for a very long time, man. And I'm just so blessed and fortunate to be, you know, a part of that draft class and, you know, to build relationships with you and JJ and all of these guys in this class, man. It's been an honor and a privilege, man. And, you know, I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about that, man, because, I'm going to hold that spot in my heart for a very long time, man. I appreciate you guys.
Me too, man. I mean, it means a lot to me, and I'm grateful to be a part of this class and to be incredible human beings like yourself, you know, both on and off the field. You know, that's the part people don't get enough of is talking about off the field, how incredible of a human being you are. You see all the talent on the field and cool, we can play the game at a high clip, but you are a once in a lifetime human being. And I'm grateful to
I appreciate you too, man. It's just as football guys, we just got to put the pride aside. You know what I'm saying? And this, you know, our whole career, we've been talking about, you got to train and do this and do that. And you got to be like, no, this guy not better than me. And you got to actually believe in it. And that helps you raise, you know, to another level. But you know, year 12, like you got to kind of step off of it a little bit. Like, right. Man, it's football now. It's fun now, man. And I want to build relationships with my guys, like true, genuine relationships with my guys, man. And that's what the Pastor Summit is all about. Like, that's how we can have conversations that's heartfelt, like me and you have right now, man. And, you know, you just got to put it to the side, man, and really just, you know, just live life, you know, live life. And, you know, just continue to be you, man, and everything will work out, man, for sure.
Bro, it's such an appreciation the later you get. Like, it's such an appreciation for not only what you were able to do, but just the time you were able to play, the people you were able to play mm-hmm. with, against, like the challenges they presented to you. Like I'm excited to watch you every week. Well, I'm a fan. Yeah. I'll be sitting there like, what are you going to do this week? Like,
and I appreciate you, man.
And you're doing it on a great team, man. You win it. Like Julio, I was watching Julio against Dallas. You know, he's been a little banged up since then, but I'm just so grateful to have been able to share a time in a decade with you guys, and man, it's cool.
Man, that's love, man. I appreciate you, Rich, for sure, man.
No question, brother. I'll see you next time. I ain't gonna hold up no more of your time.
Hey, whenever you need me, man, you know I got you forever, my boy.
I appreciate
love,
it,
Rich.
Same here.
Appreciate you, my
anytime
boy.
Anytime you need
yes, sir.
Me.
Volume.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.